It's the Money Matters Radio Network. Call in toll-free to ask your financial questions at 888-205-2263 or log on to moneymattersboston.com.
Welcome into the Money Matters Radio Network Afternoon Edition, June night. How you doing on this Wednesday? 29 degrees outside in studio with my co-host, Brendan King of Estate Preservation Law Offices. Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Glad to be here.
So glad you made it in.
No snow.
It's not snowing.
I know. It's been crazy.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't seen you since spring.
I know. You know, if this was school, I'd be kept back. You know, I've had a lot of tardies. And you know me, I'm not a tardy person.
No.
I mean, you and I have similar automobiles. I mean, it's not a bad car to drive in the snow, but it's not like I want to, you know, trek through what has been coming through midweek, almost every week for the past several weeks.
No, I know. And it's been Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday type of situation. And for you to even have tried to trek in last Wednesday at this time would have been crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I think that would have gotten me a one-way ticket to Divorceville. You know, I don't know if we have any divorce lawyers on the radio.
Ooh,
on our
maybe
program.
We should get one.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's probably not a bad idea.
Okay.
Then maybe I'd try it, you know, and then at least I know I can maybe get some professional courtesy from a fellow colleague on our show.
She's not listening today, is she?
No, she does listen. You know, we live on top of a mountain, so, you know, it comes in kind of scratchy where we are, but, you know, she does listen, especially if she's in the car. She gets better reception there.
So you have good cell service, too, then?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I have one of those boosters at my house. We have the greatest tech guy, Jim, if you're listening. He got us one of those boosters, which works somehow through our internet and our DSL, and it boosts the Verizon service from our house. So although we live out in the sticks, I literally live on a dirt road. We get great cell service and email and everything. So I have all the amenities. We even have a microwave, Jim.
Oh, you're just really living on the edge now. So what this tells me, Brendan, is then you can pretty much do business 24/7.
It does, and I do. And you've almost had to because, you know, with all these, you know, recent cancellations, these snowstorms, I hate to keep picking on the snowstorms, but it's been bad for business. Yeah. So we've had a lot of makeup to do. You know, it wipes out 2 days a week, and, you know, our older clients aren't going to want to trek in to see us. And, you know, certainly, you know, we're not too happy to jump in a car to see them either. You can't almost sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing shoveled and you know, you've seen my shoes. They're not they're not Alpinas or anything like that.
No, everybody's got white shoes and a white car.
Oh,
right,
it's
now
awful.
It's just salt everywhere.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, good for car wash guys, I would think. Mm, you know, this is the time of year I think they mop up.
Yeah, they do.
That's you know, good business for them. Not so much for me, but for them.
Well, if you left your vehicle out over the weekend, we had that crazy downpour of rain.
Yeah.
I think it was Saturday night.
Yeah.
Then you didn't need to go to the car wash.
That's right.
It was a really good soaker.
And it's almost one of those things that I know a lot of people do wash the cars, but I'm wondering if it happens so frequently that people are almost saying, oh, the heck with it. You know, because as soon as I wash it, like the bus in front of me without the mud flaps is just like, you know, just peppered my car with, you know, all sorts of junk.
Not including the potholes out
there. My gosh, yeah. Right? Yeah. Every time I hit one of those, I'm just inventing new words, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
The good news is that they make hubcaps a lot stronger. To the car. I remember when we were growing up, remember how many times you'd lose a hubcap or like your parents? You find hubcaps all over the side of the road. Now they're really in there. Even if they even exist, and maybe they don't exist
anymore.
It
depends. I think it depends on what you're driving, too.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I have a pothole story. I'll tell you about it off the air in a few minutes. But once again, from Estate Preservation Law Offices, it's Brendan King. Brendan, why don't you give us a little bit about yourself and your background in case we have some new listeners jumping in today.
Sure, sure. I'm with, as June had mentioned, Estate Preservation Law Offices, and all we do is estate planning and asset protection, which includes asset protection, estate administration, trust administration. So, you know, we're setting up the plans while people are alive, trying to protect their stuff while they're living, and then trying to get their stuff where it needs to go when they've passed away. So we're located at 71 Elm Street in Worcester, Mass., and phone number is 508-751-5010, and we're at www.estatepreservationlaw.com.
And you brought in a little gift today. I'm really excited about this because it's colorful and it's really easy to read. It's a free educational brochure on estate planning.
That's right. That's right. And for people who would like to understand what some of the things that we talk about every week, it's kind of like a summary. So if you've missed a session, If you've, you know, tuned in late to a session, you know, feel free to call our office at 508-751-5010, and we'll be happy to send you one of these. They're great. And they really do sum up everything that we've talked about. And along with that, you know, for those of you who do call, what we also would love to get you out is our latest edition of our newsletter, cool. which has a lot of neat little things and specific topics. And in this one, you know, we really start talking about veterans benefits with respect to our some of our clients who may fall into that category as they're getting older and looking for what benefits they or their spouses may be entitled to. And that's been a big big topic as of late. And then you can kind of see, June, the little advertising we have there mentioning that I'm a super lawyer.
I noticed. I did. Yeah. It says Brendan King named rising star in Super Lawyers. You had to throw this in there. Of course you did.
Just as you were saying, I didn't have a big ego.
Well, it's not really an ego. I would just say that, you know, you're just showing off the goods, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can see the picture on the front page of the newsletter from my when I had a little bit more hair a few years back.
Yeah, you got your picture in the newsletter, too. This is kind of neat. Nice.
But it's great because if you get on our list, we're always talking about you know, what's going on in the world, you know, what's going on in our world, I should say, the estate planning world, because that's not a world that you may be listening into, but it's a nice world to keep up on in case you need to change something. And I'm going to be talking about a topic today that has changed, of course, and we'll get into that in a minute. But again, if you're not keeping up with us day to day, you can always have this and you can keep this. Just as you can go onto our website and listen to prior shows that I've done, you know, you can do that as well. And I've mentioned that website before, but you'll also have something in writing that you can take a peek at and file.
Okay.
This is actually issue number one.
Oh.
So those of you who call 508-751-5010 can get issue number one of our newsletter.
All right, 508-751-5010. I love it. And you've got a picture of the Zakim Bridge on the front of the newsletter.
That's
you
right.
threw that
it's
in
a cool
too.
Bridge.
This
it really
is well done.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's and you know what? My favorite color is orange. I like the little, you know, it's funny because my daughter always draws pictures for me. Everything's orange because she knows I love orange. But I do love orange, and I've plastered it all over our stuff. And, you know, it's I think it it did come out good, you know, to just, you know, get back to the point you were making. And I think that's what we try to do. You know, we're going to put something out there. You know, we want it to be something that a client can hold on to, or a potential client, or someone who may look at us in the future for questions about maybe not themselves, but family members.
Concerns about protecting your assets, of course, from the nursing home, too. So
absolutely.
This is nice. Nicely done. And we'll go back to this in a few minutes if people have
Terrific.
Missed out. So what is our radio topic today?
So,
what are we
you know,
about?
We're going to talk about the recent transfer tax changes that was signed into law by President Obama on December 17th, 2010. And the actual name of this thing always cracks me up what they name these things. It's the tax, they always make it's marketing. Just like we were talking about marketing. Everything's marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. The tax relief. I mean, how much relief do we always get from these? Tax Relief, Unemployment Insurance, Reauthorization, and Job Creation Act of 2010. And then, you know, what? Exactly.
Congratulations for even saying all of that.
Say, you know, that actually shaved off some serious time on my limited time frame here.
Yeah, we have to go to commercial.
Yeah, exactly. Wrap it up, Brendan. Finish up that title. It's we call it the 2010 Tax Relief Act, but we can jump into that if we've got to go to some commercials.
All right. And guess what else we have today?
Oh, Wachusett.
Yes. Once again, we've
got
my mountain. Tickets to give away
yeah.
to Wachusett Mountain.
Nice.
We've got four adult lift passes. Not yet.
Okay.
When we, you know, give that little red flag sign to call in
okay.
at 888-205-2263.
I'm going to try to call in myself
All right.
on the break.
All right.
Oh, actually, whenever you say go.
Is that the mountain you live on?
Or it is the mountain I live on. Yeah, on the back side.
Yep. Maybe we'll give them to you then. So a jam-packed show,
yep.
basically.
Awesome. So with that, I would say that this particular tax act that was passed, the big thing that how it affects estate planning is, and we've talked about this in the past, is transfer tax laws. So, you know, the transfer tax laws that we are typically talking about and that people are always typically asking about in estate planning is the estate tax. But what we've talked about in prior shows is that there's also a gift tax and a generation skipping tax. And, of course, if you didn't have the gift tax, everyone on their deathbed would just give everything away. So the idea, just to bring everyone on the same page, is that the estate tax, again, is a tax, a transfer tax that taxes the size of your estate when you when an individual passes away. And we have one federally, and we have one at the Massachusetts level. And I think that the big topic of last year was, wow, there's no estate tax in 2010. Isn't that a great year to die? And then, you know, all these kind of jokes about pulling plugs and all this stuff.
If you're going to die, go ahead and do it now and all that stuff. Yeah, I've heard them all, too.
Right, right. And, you know, it's tough to laugh by the end of the year at some of these things. But, you know, clients always throw them to you, and so you chuckle. And really, it was interesting because we were very surprised that nothing had been done. Nothing had been done. But we're going to find out what has been done when we get back from our break.
You're good. That's a tease. Stick around, 888-205-2263 if you've got questions. We are the Money Matters Radio Network.
Our Love to Ski guarantee means you can't go wrong skiing at Wachusett.
If for any reason the first hour you don't like the conditions or something's wrong, come back and we'll give you a whole nother day.
I think the Love to Ski guarantee is a pretty good deal. It's putting the customer first.
The Love to Ski guarantee. I do love that.
Good way to spread the good word about Wachusett.
Our Love to Ski guarantee means you'll always have good snow at Wachusett Mountain.
Everything you needed to know about Wachusett is at Wachusett.com.
Build your better breakfast at Subway with the new 250 breakfast combo. Get a Western egg white muffin melt with 4 grams of fat, fresh toasted and made to your order. Add a 16-ounce cup of freshly brewed Seattle's Best coffee, all for only $2.50. Try the new Subway 250 breakfast combo today. Subway, eat fresh.
For a limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards, plus tax where applicable. That content refers to Western egg white muffin melt prepared according to standard recipe.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Learning to ski or ride has never been easier.
This is where I learned how to ski.
I took one of their classes and it was great.
Good staff, friendly.
I loved how they taught me.
They taught me how to ski.
They have a wide range of instructors.
It's a great mountain to learn how to ski on.
My friends that are beginners, I definitely recommend them take the lessons.
I actually went through all the classes. The classes were good.
So come on out. This is your year to learn.
Everything you needed to know about Wachusett is at Wachusett.com.
Yellow Book presents Quick Make a Decision Now, where people are asked to make snap decisions in emergency-like situations. Today's contestant is Bob, a small business owner looking to promote his business.
Hello.
We've placed him in a leaky boat in a tank with toxic chemicals.
Yeah, I'm sinking.
He has 10 seconds to answer the question. What's the best way to find customers for your business? A, put one of those annoying inflatable people thingies that shake their stupid arms in front of your business. Or B, advertise in Yellow Book.
This thing is really sinking.
Then you really should make a decision now, Bob.
Okay, Yellow Book. I'm going to choose Yellow Book, obviously. It's a Yellow Book commercial. Would you get me out of this thing?
Correct. Yellow Book can help you reach customers online, on their mobile, or in the book. Yellowbook.com has ratings and reviews, video ads, and more. And WebReach, Yellow Book search engine advertising program, places your ad across top search engines to drive visitors to your website. When your business needs help, the moment you need it, Yellow Book it. To advertise, call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit Yellowbook.com today. Sound good, Bob?
Ah!
Stings, doesn't it? All right, somebody fish him out of there.
It's the Money Matters Radio Network. Call in toll-free to ask your financial questions at 888-205-2263 or log on to moneymattersboston.com.
We're back on your afternoon edition at the Money Matters Radio Network at 29 degrees on this Wednesday, June 9th, in studio with Brendan King of Estate Preservation Law Offices. And we've got Wachusett Mountain tickets to give away today. We've also got information on a free educational brochure and newsletter on estate planning to give away. But you got interrupted by some music, Brendan. And,
I did.
You were on a groove.
I know. I was on a groove, and then I got the old vaudeville cane pulled right off. Tim was like, you know, hey, man, we got to throw some commercials on here.
All right, so carry on then.
All right, so what we were talking about prior to being so rudely interrupted was the state of the transfer taxes that the changes that had gone through or passed at the end of last year. And some people might say, well, Brendan, you know, it's almost the end of January. You know, why are you just getting this to us now? Hey, it's part of it's the snow, you know, but also part of it is like you want to see how some of these things shake out, too.
Right.
You know, in other words, something might get passed, but it takes a while to kind of translate in for professionals to kind of go back and forth and say, what does this mean? And so, you know, I thought it's been enough time for me to kind of have some of this stuff soak in and say, okay, this is what it means. This is what I can kind of get back to my folks about and what it may mean to them or for them. And really, what ends up happening is that we had, as I mentioned last year, a situation where it got to the end of the year and there was no federal estate tax. Well, what ended up happening with this passage of this act is that we have presently this year, a $5 million exemption federally. So someone can get $5 million worth of assets out from their name, pass to the next generation or wherever they end up sending it. That $5 million is going to be in for 2010 and 2011, and then it's indexed for inflation in 2012 and thereafter. Thereafter being who knows, because it's only for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And after 2012, if nothing is done, we go back to what we had, which would have been this year, which would have been a $1 million highest credit amount with a top tax rate of 55%. So that's what generally happened with respect to this act. Now, what's the new transfer tax rate? Again, I mentioned that it was 55%. It would have been 55% this year. Again, no estate tax last year. But now in 2011, 2012, the top rate is, I say only, it's still a significant chunk, 35%. Hmm. So the federal estate tax rate will be 35%. Now, again, we're still talking federal. State never changed. So we're still at the $1 million threshold for the state estate tax. So again, folks, we're just talking about federal. For those of us who are in Mass, we still have that Mass estate tax to deal with.
Okay.
So one of the things that was unique about this new law was this concept of portability. Okay. Now, from prior shows, what we've talked about is the concept of sheltering the first to die's credit with respect to married couples, okay? So my wife and I married. One of us dies. Historically, estate planning has been, you know, if I were to die and if I left all my assets to my wife directly, then she would use what's called the Merrill deduction, and I'd lose my free tax credit. It would go the way of the dodo, never to be gotten again, because everything passed to her through what's known as the 100% Merrill deduction that we had. So what we would do is, and the problem there is, and let me just finish, the problem there is that when my wife passes, she's going to have the entire estate to pass through to my kids using one credit, her credit. Okay, so we took my credit, threw it away, and then just are using hers to drop to the next generation. So the concept had always been, well, I'm going to leave my assets to my wife, but I'm going to leave them in a trust, okay, for her benefit. Okay, so she'll still have access to them, but that trust is going to have a separate tax ID number and is going to be separated from her taxable estate. So that when she dies, although she has access to these funds, when she dies, none of it is included in her estate. So she can pass her assets to the next generation, and I could pass mine through the trust to the next generation, mm-hmm. and we use both of our credits. So the idea is we're passing more to the next generation.
Mm, okay.
So it's almost like a bit of a marriage penalty. And then, you know, everyone starts laughing. It's like, well, you have to be more specific. Because that's a penalty in and of itself. No, but really what ends up happening is that if I just leave it to her again, mine's gone. But if I could leave it to anybody else, I would use my credit. So the thought was, well, why should married couples have to set up these trusts? You know, and one thing I should mention is that people set up trusts for a lot of reasons. Very few, you know, few people will set up trusts just for taxes. It does happen. We do it a lot. However, there are a lot of other reasons that people set trusts up. So I think there's a big misconception as to, well, married people have to set these trusts up. It's not fair. They should be able to port the exemption without using a trust.
Mm-hmm.
So this concept of portability was a bit of a topic because people were complaining about having to set these truss up. So, well, let's not have them do it. Let's just say that they can send any unused portion of their credit that they didn't use when they died to the spouse, so that the spouse will have both credits and won't go the way of the dodo if we don't use a trust. So I could leave everything to my spouse, and then she would have my exemption when she dies without any use of a trust. Now, I say exemption, I specifically mean estate taxes, because it doesn't apply to things like the generation skipping tax, just for the estate tax. So when I die, I leave it all to her. Then when she dies, now she has $10 million. But one thing you've got to do is you have to file a federal estate tax return to port that exemption to her, so that you still would need to file that. Mm-hmm. Okay, even if there was no tax paid or no tax due, you still need to file it to transfer that extra exemption over to her. So that's something that needs to be done. Well, that's what the concept of portability is. And for deaths in 2011 and 2012, that's what can happen now. Mm-hmm. We can port the extra exemption that is not used. Okay, so we're going to come back to the use of portability and whether we still need to use trusts in that fashion or not. But it's, I think it's important to mention what that is, because I get a lot of questions from clients who've read up on this law and have asked me about portability. So that's as best as I can describe it. Mm. Hopefully it was clear. If it's not, again, certainly feel free to call in and I'll try to make that more clear, or contact us at our office at 508-751-5010. Can talk to you anytime about that.
Yeah, and and speaking of that and clearing things up, you came in here today with this awesome, it's a free brochure, and you're throwing the newsletter in with it.
That's
with
right.
your picture on it and
That's
everything
right.
else.
That's right. You can see what I look like.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
It's a face made for radio.
No, not at all. Not at all. And this brochure breaks it down.
Yeah,
does. Which is kind of
It does. And I think that's what's important about having some literature that you can look at. I mean, it's one thing to hear us and to from week to week, but it's also nice to kind of get a touch and a feel of a firm or an individual. You might see us or listen to us rather on the radio, but it's sometimes nice to get a feel. And sometimes when you have something tangible like a brochure mm-hmm. or a newsletter that we can keep you updated every so often on what's been going on in the law, you get a little bit more of a feel for the firm, a little bit more of a touch with the firm, and certainly can understand where we're coming from. And with the follow-up of the writing, too, you might hear the concept, but again, it's a seasoning process, like I always say. And so if you can listen to it and then read it, I think that can be very helpful in the education of oneself in this area.
So how do they get it? How do they get this
free
brochure?
They're going to do is you call our office, 508-751-5010. And request it. Request the brochure, and by just doing that, you're going to be on our emailing list, and if you'd so choose, and certainly on our list to get the newsletter, the current one we have, and future newsletters if you so wish. Again, it's very useful for keeping up with your own estate planning, because again, these are living, breathing documents that we're talking about setting up, and your estate plan is something that continues on. It's not set it and forget it. You don't put it on a shelf. So these are some things that can just help you stay updated as things change. And June, they change all the time.
Yeah.
We're talking about a change every time we turn around. The stuff's changing, and some people may say, "Well, if it changes so much, why bother doing it?" You got to do it. I mean, if you don't do it, you're just putting yourself and your family at greater risk of losing more assets, not having access to assets, especially if you're, I say especially if you have kids, but really, especially if you have assets, especially if you if you don't have kids and you want your assets to get somewhere in particular, whether it be a charity or what have you, it's important that you keep yourself updated, because the most updated plan for prior to having an incident is a plan that has the least problems. Mm-hmm. So the closer you can get to keeping your documents up to date, the less issues that you will have. Is every estate plan perfect? No. I mean, there are some really great plans that go through, but it's all about minimizing problems, not wiping them out completely possibly, but minimizing them and putting yourself and your estate and your family in the best light at that particular moment.
Okay, so your office number for this newsletter and brochure is 508-751-5010. And can they go to your website and
Absolutely.
Get this too?
Absolutely, estatepreservationlaw.com. They can go on there and contact our office through there. But there's a lot of information we have on the website as well, so they can certainly go on, check us out, and then, you know, download that. And, of course, listen to prior shows that we've put on, which is always helpful. Yeah. It's about staying informed. You know, it really is in this area. I know some people may actually do like the area and do follow the show and like to learn about this stuff. But even though for those of us who don't, you know, you still have to. Mm-hmm. You still got to keep up to date with it. And our job is to just keep you informed.
Okay, so a lot of great topics to get to today, and you started out with that long title, if you will,
yeah.
Tax relief, unemployment,
it's good marketing. It's tax relief, isn't it? It's always sort of tax, and it's so good that they're providing us relief. You know, it always cracks me up because it's always a relief to get these things, but it does. I mean, some of the stuff is helpful, but of course it's temporary, as I mentioned, and you know, one of the things that a lot of clients ask, we talked about portability, but some of the other things that have gone on here with respect to what had happened in 2010 is that we, of course, when we didn't have the estate tax, the concept of carryover basis came into existence. And let me just explain what that all was about, just to kind of reiterate some of the things we've talked about in the past. Now, carryover basis is a situation where when someone passes away or when an asset is transferred, the asset transfers for the original cost, if you will, of what the person who owned it put into it. In other words, if I buy a house for $100,000 and it grows to $200,000 and then I just give it to you, June, mm-hmm. your basis in that property is my basis. I've given you my basis. So now your basis in the property is $100,000. Mm-hmm. So if you sell it for $200,000, you have a capital gain for $100,000.
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. that's your problem now, not
yeah.
mine.
Yeah, right.
Right.
It is a problem.
So a lot of times in estate plan, we really have to focus on this concept of basis, and we're going to find out what that is, what the concept of carryover basis, and what the new rules are when we get back from the break.
All right. Very good. And don't forget, if you've got questions, 888-205-2263 for Brendan. And we've got those Wachusett Ski Lift tickets to give away at some point when we get back as well. Stay tuned. This is the Money Matters Radio Network.
This is the Bloomberg Green Business Report. I'm John Bascom. Remember the often asked question from the supermarket cashier, paper or plastic? Now the question is, wood or plastic? Over the last couple of years, a public relations marketing war has been fought between the makers of wood pallets and plastic pallets. It's a fight between the National Wooden Pallet and Container Association and IGPS, the makers of plastic pallets. Both sides are furiously touting the benefits of their product and the hazards of the other. The wood pallet folks say theirs is the most affordable solution. They're biodegradable, eco-friendly because they're made of scrap wood that would otherwise be wasted, and that plastic pallets may contain a chemical that could be dangerous in contact with food. The plastics group say their pallets are more eco-friendly because they can be remolded if one breaks, and the wood pallets can harbor dangerously high levels of bacteria. And the debate goes on. With this Bloomberg Green Business Report, I'm John Bascom.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
American business is hopping, energized by Office Max rubber band balls, changing boring to bouncy. And we won't stop until every presentation is magic. Office Max has America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. So we have your ink. Purchase $60 in HP ink or any national brand ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Valid through February 12th, $60 before taxes, offer in store only, and excludes Office Max brand ink. Ink claim based on survey of select Office product superstores, includes national and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Hey, this is Dave calling in from MoneyMattersBoston.com here. Verizon and many other employers have come out with early retirement packages, and older workers have a very limited amount of time to make an informed decision. How much severance are you being offered? How does the offer affect your pension? Does the offer include health insurance? These are critical points to consider before you make a decision. Call us at 781-433-0001 and receive our free report evaluating an early retirement offer. You should act quickly as you have to make a decision within 2 weeks of receiving your package. 781-433-0001, we can help you make an informed decision. This early retirement offer could be a great opportunity, and we can help you understand that opportunity. Call now for our free report called Evaluating an Early Retirement Offer. That's 781-433-0001. Again, 781-433-0001. Prepare yourself for this critical offer. 781-433-0001.
Your financial questions answered by the best local business professionals. Only here on the Money Matters Radio Network. Call in with your questions at 888-205-2263 or send us instant feedback on moneymattersboston.com.
It's your Wednesday Money Matters Radio Network afternoon edition, all threes, 333. Wish I could say it's 33 degrees, but it's not. It's 29. That's all right. We'll take 29.
33, stuff starts melting. I've noticed 32, and my car says 32, stuff seems to be melting. Maybe that's a salt. Yeah.
Could be. Yeah. It's also, you know, Larry Bird.
Yes.
All right, 33. Yep.
That's right. And 32 was Kevin McHale.
Oh, wow. Listen
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we love him, too.
Yeah, he's good.
Brendan King. Co-host today, June Knight as well, Brendan from Estate Preservation Law Offices. And before, you know, the break, we were talking a little bit about these Wachusett Mountain tickets. We'll be giving them away in about 5 or 10 minutes or so. Also, a free educational brochure and newsletter that you're giving out.
That's right.
For people to call into your office.
That's right. 508-751-5010. Love to have you take a look at our brochure and really, you know, what June and I have been talking about is what the brochure does. It really just kind of sums up, you know, what some of the things we've been talking about over the past, you know, few months that I've been on the radio. You know, what is estate planning? What is it composed of? You know, should you be thinking about one? What are the issues that are involved? And then, of course, you know, as part and parcel with that, you have the opportunity to get on our list for our newsletter and to receive our current newsletter that's out there now, which, you know, talks about, in particular, veterans benefits and how helpful that can be. And which my partner Linda Camuso is specializes in. She does a great job with that. And with respect to you know, future newsletters, you know, it's always helpful to keep up with your own estate planning. It's important to know what the changes are out there. I think people are aware of how often it changes because we hear about the complaints all the time of like, why should we do it? You know, I'm not going to spend that money. You know, that's fine. But I think you should be aware of what the changes are. And then if you are aware of what they are and you choose not to do it, at least it's an informed decision.
It is. And I love the fact that in your newsletter, Brendan, it's called, there's an article in here called When Did I Become a Senior and What Do I Do Now? You know, how many times have we heard people say, oh, I turned 50,
I know,
and I got the AARP magazine in the mail.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
It's you know, that's a big part of our practice is you know, seniors have a lot of these questions, and it gets confusing. And I always think about, you know, some of the generations that are getting older and how much change has happened during their lifetimes and how hard it is to kind of keep up with a lot of these things. And again, I think that's part of our job and a part of our responsibility is to kind of keep people informed and to break this information down for them.
Yeah. And one of the things keeping people alive longer these days
yeah.
is prescription medicine.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the thing keeping us going and ticking longer is the thing maybe that's also causing us to be broke.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
you know, how much money do we spend or do, you know, seniors and elderly spend on prescription meds these
days? It's amazing. And people, and I think you've talked about this a lot in the past, is, you know, outliving your retirement. I think a lot of the financial planners are on the show. I mean, that's one of people's biggest concerns, you know, concerns about will Social Security be there, you know, and people's expectations of what that is and how it was, you know, originally designed to kind of supplement some things. But I think people are, and when I see different individuals come into my office, a lot of times it's most of their income, if not all of their income, and it's scary to think that at some point that may not be there,
right?
You know, and what people would do. I've always, you know, I kid around with you, and I think I've told my wife I'm going to be working for the rest of my life. Now, and I guess I'm cool with that, you know, because I like what I do, love what I do, and I'm happy to do it. But it's scary, you know. It's scary, and again, the better you are prepared for the reality of what that is, because there's no sense in sticking your head in the sand. That's not going to go anywhere. So again, you know, get the informational newsletter and the brochure at 508-751-5010. Be happy to get you on our list to send that out on a more frequent basis if you so choose. But please feel free to call our office and pick up what we're offering today.
Also, Brendan, you're taking calls on any kind of estate planning advice today, and the studio lines are toll-free, and they're open at 888-205-2263, 888-205-2263. If you've got any questions, Brendan's just kind of hanging out.
That's right.
He's at your service, right?
That's right.
And he's such a great guy.
Hey,
you're,
thanks,
you're such a laid-back, friendly kind
you know,
of guy, too.
Laid back. I'm sure my kids and my wife would and even my partner, my staff would probably think differently. But I do have that side to me. I not to say I'm this like complicated guy, but I do have a very mellow side. But I also can get somewhat intense, and you almost have to be. I think to the respect of the profession, because if you don't have, I guess, an A type to you. You really can't stay on type. You can't stay on top of the stuff. I mean, if you can't, here's the thing, you can't be laid back about someone's like plan. Like, come in next week, you're fine. Yeah, stage four, what? Nah, please. So sometimes we have to kind of like drink our energy drinks and take the vitamin B injections. And June knows, she's laughing because I'm always asking her about, you know, the nutrition because, like, God, I think
I'm always eating fruit in here. That's probably why.
Right. Meanwhile, I'm like losing teeth from lack of nutrition. Be that as it may, you have to have that, I think, that aspect of your personality. But on the flip side of that too, in the same regard, you have to be somewhat approachable. And I think if you're too intense with your clients, and you're just going to scare clients. Clients want to be able to talk to you, and you know, like we're talking to each other, and pretty relaxed about it, and to feel confident that, you know, what you're telling them is the truth.
Yeah, well, you're taking over some big stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's
you're
right.
You're pointing them in the right direction. You're trafficking everything they have.
And the ultimate compliment is when they say, you know, you seem like you know what you're doing, just do it. And, you know, they're not kind of questioning every little thing. And I know I've said this before, like my dad used to say, boy, I asked you what time it was, and I didn't ask you how a clock is made.
Okay, you know, so you've had that in you.
Yeah,
since you were a child.
So it's one of those things where, you know, you gotta be able to certainly, if someone has a lot of questions, I respect that, and I'm happy to answer. But please don't feel like you're not being intelligent as a client by not asking a lot of questions, because, you know, at some point you have to rely on your advisor, and all the more reason to go see a professional.
Okay, once again, June Knight in studio with my co-host Brendan King of Estate Preservation Law Offices. EstatePreservationLaw.com is the website, and it is time to give away our Wachusett Ski Lift tickets. I've got a 4-pack. So, you know, you got a couple of kids at home, you take the wife, you take the husband, whatever it is, the kids. I don't think the dog can ski, but that's okay. The studio line, we'll take the 8th caller at 888-205-2263. Caller number 8, 888 is your number, 205-2263 for the Wachusett tickets. Okay. What else? Where do we leave off? Concept.
So, well, what we left off on was the concept of the carryover basis, and I had mentioned what basis was and how if I had given you my or a residence or my home and it had $100,000 and you sold it, you'd have that gain. So last year, we did not have that estate tax for a good part of that year, and then with no law on site until the end of the year where something was signed. And the flip side of having the no estate tax is that we had a limited step up in basis. Now, historically, we've had a full step up in basis. So when someone died, so in that situation, June, when I gave you my house during my life, if I were to say, you know what, I'm going to hold off, June. When I pass away, I'm going to give you my will when I die. I mean, I'm going to give you my house when I die through my will. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I pass away. When you receive that property, it's worth $200,000. You also now have a basis in the property of $200,000, okay? That was unlimited in years past, and in 2010 there was a concept of a modified or a limited step. It was unlimited before, now it was limited in 2010 so that only about $1.3 million could have been stepped up, okay? And $3 million, extra $3 million between spouses. So what ended up happening under the new law is that we have the $5 million came in, and then the unlimited basis stepped up. Step-up in basis has now come back into effect. So now I can do that unlimitedly with a $5 million estate tax. So it's almost like one of those things that kind of made sense from a revenue point of view. Mm. We get rid of the estate tax, but we're going to limit the amount you can step up for income tax purposes. Okay. So when you think about it like that, it kind of makes sense. Now, in 2010, for clients who have passed away in 2010, you can certainly go back and elect to keep that election where you can say no estate tax and modify to step up in basis, but it has to be an election, and the elected form is 8939. I don't even know if it's in final form, but that's where the election would be made by the executive to adjust that amount of. What are you smirking at?
I'm laughing because the phones are ringing off the hook. We've got about 80 people on hold for these tickets.
It must
I'm
be.
Sorry.
Hey, it's skiing, guys. Come on. We're talking about estate taxes here.
But they're listening while they're waiting, Brendan. I'm sure they've got questions, too. So go ahead.
I've never
seen the studio light up like this before.
So I guess the closest I can get to that is I live in Princeton, so I'll take some of that glamour. But I'm sure it's the estate taxes they're calling in about. So with respect to that modified step up in basis, you can go back and elect it. So at the end of the day, what that means, if you were under $1 million, you're not going to make the election. I mean, you're going to keep the unlimited step up in basis. But if you're over $1 million and you had someone die in 2010, we've got to do a little bit more analysis. Is really what that boils down to.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go to the phones then. Let's see. We've got Joe, and he is in Andover, Massachusetts, calling in for those ski tickets. Hey, Joe, welcome into Money Matters.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You ski?
We do, yeah. We ski.
All right.
And it's a great deal.
That's great.
We love Wachusett, too.
That's terrific. How
Brendan, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I am actually I live in Princeton, so I have actually a shorter commute than you, Joe. So I won't hold it against you.
We'll be by after skiing.
That's right. Come on by.
All right. Hey, Joe, thanks for calling in. And, also, if you've got questions on estate planning, you want to talk to Brendan, it's 888-205-2263. Let's go to a break. You're listening to the Money Matters Radio Network.
And WebReach, Yellow Book search engine advertising program, places your ad across top search engines to drive visitors to your website. When your business needs help, the moment you need it, Yellow Book it. To advertise, call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook.com today. Sound good, Bob?
Ah!
Stings, doesn't it? All right, somebody fish him out of there.
Our love to ski guarantee means you can't go wrong skiing at Wachusett.
If for any reason the first hour you don't like the conditions or something's wrong, come back and we'll give you a whole nother day.
I think the love to ski guarantee is a pretty good deal.
It's putting the customer first.
The love to ski guarantee. I do love that.
Good way to spread the good word about Wachusett.
Our love to ski guarantee means you'll always have good snow at Wachusett Mountain.
Everything you needed to know about Wachusett is at Wachusett.com.
Springtime in the backyard. Brought to you with a little help from Ace. For a limited time, buy a Miracle-Gro Liquifeed Kit for only $15.99 and get a $6 mail-in rebate, limit 2. A canopy chair on sale for $19.99 and more. Use your Ace Rewards card and earn points. Plus, get expert advice to save you time and money. Now that's a value. Hurry in to Ace, the helpful place. Prices good at participating stores while supplies last. See store for details.
When your allergies hit, hit back with new Claritin Liquid Gels, now available at CVS Pharmacy. Claritin Liquid Gels capsules are the first and only non-drowsy allergy medicine with pure liquid power, releasing a wave of relief for your itchy, watery eyes, sneezing, and runny nose. Depend on Claritin Liquid Gels and live Claritin Clear. This week, CVS Pharmacy Extra Care Card members can save on Claritin Liquid Gels. CVS Pharmacy, for all the ways you care. Use as directed.
Precious rose, you color our world, till insects and disease turn it upside down. So backed by over a century of Bayer science, we've created Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care. It's the only no-spray formula that works three ways, controlling bugs and disease as it feeds for brighter, more vibrant flowers. So count your blessings and stop to smell the scientific advances. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
It's the Money Matters Radio Network. Call in toll-free to ask your financial questions at 888 888- 205-2263 or log on to moneymattersboston.com.
Okay, we're back in the Money Matters Radio Network Afternoon Edition, June 9 in studio with Brendan King of Estate Preservation Law Offices. And congrats going out to Joe in North Andover, Brendan.
Yeah, he's going to have a good time with that four-pack. You know, how can you not? It's a great, great mountain, and it's kind of where I learned to snowboard way back in the day. when... You know, I could heal a lot quicker. Just can't show up with those dislocated shoulders anymore to work. It's not good for bringing in clients, you know.
Or creating these wonderful brochures.
That's right. And, you know, you can see what they look like, too, and have an appreciation for what they say. 508-751-5010. Call our office and be happy to put you in touch with our brochure and our newsletter, too, which I think is great. I'm a big fan of, again, staying on top of things.
That's, and educating people.
And educating people. You know, I mean, this stuff changes daily, and it's a good just to know, you know, because I get updated on this stuff. I mean, it kind of flows down. One person in the world, I think, has to translate all this stuff for the rest of us, and it's our job just to kind of pass it down the line. And and again, we get it probably more technically, and then we decipher it and then translate it and hand it off to our clients. But you know, we at our office are big believers in getting the word out there. Linda, you know, writes you know, articles, and you know, we're constantly trying to just say, hey, listen, this stuff's coming up next week. I'm gonna like to talk about the new homestead law that has come into effect. Mm. I mean, there's always something going on in our neck of the woods, which makes it interesting, which is why I think you know, I'm very fond of it. I mean, I love what I do. It's never stagnant. You know, there's always something to do.
And we've got about less than 10 minutes left. 888-205-2263 for questions for Brendan. Let's see, 9 minutes and counting. So how do we want to?
So yeah. So what I thought we would do is you know, just talk about a couple more points. You know, with respect to this new law. Not to drag this out to the very end, but again, I want to make everyone aware that the estate tax, we talked about the change there. The gift tax also was affected. Okay, we have a $5 million exemption there, which is very important for people who are contemplating gifts in the next few years. Because, again, after 2012, we don't know where it's going to go. Will it go back down? Probably not. In the history of transfer taxes and the estate tax, the exemption has only gone down once from when it was recalibrated, and I think that was in the Great Depression, and maybe that's bad mojo for saying where we are now, but I don't anticipate it to go down. I anticipate it to stay where it is, or maybe even to get larger. But I guess what's important to know is, because it's temporary, people who are thinking about making lifetime gifts to reduce their taxable estate may be a very good time to do that, particularly if you're in Massachusetts and we have that $1 million threshold. So, you know, that's something I'd be happy to talk to clients about, what the thought process is there and how you might be able to do it. Or potential clients, again, you can call our office at 508-751-5010. The generation skipping tax, it was affected in the same way, $5 million exemption there. Same thing as the gift. One thing that's important to note, in 2010, there was no generation skipping tax exemption, but now what we can do is go back and retroactively allocate exemption to last year. So those of us, and not to get too caught in the weeds on anything technical here in the last 10 minutes of the program or wherever we are, you know, I don't want to get technical, but it's important to know, those of you who have certain trusts, maybe like life insurance trusts, that we're able to go back and allocate generation skipping tax exemption to gifts made to those things, to those vehicles last year. Big question we get from everybody is the law permanent? And it's not. You know, we talked about that before, a lot of questions about that, and why do they bother doing this? Why do they keep us on edge? You know, why can't we just settle on things? And I do feel for them, because, you know, and I'd say them, because I guess I live it. I'm just always used to it changing. But I think that's part of the problem with where we are, I think, in our country, is that tax laws don't change. And when people can't plan, as a business owner, I like to plan things. I'm a planner by nature. Mm-hmm. You like to plan, you know, what are you going to do today? You know, you have a concept of where your day is going to go. And for those of us who, I suppose, have enough ambition, you know, you kind of want to know where your roadmap is. And I think that those of us who really want to, or be serious about planning, really want to say, this is what it is, and this is the way it is, and it's just not in reality. I mean, we haven't had a permanent change. Even when they say it's permanent, they overchange it.
Right.
So at least, I guess, suppose they're being honest and saying it's just, hey, yeah, here it is for 2 years, and it's going to change again. So again, for 2011 and 2012, this is where we are with the new law.
Okay.
So again, the question then becomes, well, do we have to look anything? Should we do any changes? Do we need those credit shelter trusts, Brendan, that you know you're talking about? The answer is yeah. I think that you know your current plan should be looked at. I think this law should, you know, probably affects most plans that have been set up. I think they should all be looked at. Going ahead in the future, you know, how do you plan? Do you still need to set up these trusts? I would say absolutely. One, you know, for the credit sheltering, and we talked about portability. Do we need that trust earlier in the show? I think you do. State-to-state tax is still here, so we still are going to need to set up a sheltered trust for the state exemption for married couples. We have an ability to use a smaller amount of portable credit if we allocate credit to it now, have it grow in a trust that will be tax-exempt from the surviving spouse's estate without that just going to the surviving spouse and growing in the surviving spouse's estate because, quite frankly, we have spouses that outlive each other by 20, 25 years sometimes. Mm-hmm. So that can grow beyond the exemption of even through the portability. So you might as well freeze it on the first-to-die spouse's death by allocating that amount to a credit sheltered trust. The other thing I would want to point out to people is that although the estate tax is portable, the generation skipping tax exemption that goes along with some death planning is not portable. So you would certainly want to set up a sheltered trust to allocate GST, or generation skipping tax, to that particular trust so that that trust can be a generation skipping tax exempt trust. Of course, we also set up trusts for asset protection and for professional money management. So these are all reasons that, you know, trusts haven't gone the way of the dodo, which is I think a lot of people assume that this law was going to, like, oh, the portability, you guys are going to be out of business. No, we're going to be probably busier than we ever have.
You guys are like a GPS.
Yeah.
You just kind of take the information and take all of these laws that we think could stop us in our tracks and cause us to pay all these taxes and just kind of GPS us through the highway take us to the correct place where we won't get hurt.
That's right. Except, you know, and we will say, you know, wrong turn, recalculating, you know, and I think that's our job is to kind of say, hey, listen, we've kind of went off track here. And that's what we'll do for clients. We'll take a look at their old plans or something they may have done a while ago or maybe a transaction that they went through. And we'll sit down with them and say, hey, you went off track here. You know, you asked to go to Elm Street, okay? Where the route you took, you know, is ending up putting you on Pleasant. You know, we got to get you back to Elm Street, and this is the way you need to go.
Not only is it putting you on Pleasant, but they're charging you a toll.
Right, exactly.
On Pleasant Street.
Exactly, and then you're going to get pulled over because, you know, the 65-mile-an-hour speed limit, and there was too much construction, and you were going through there too fast. So, you know, these are the things in keeping up, and just like you have to keep your GPS up, you know, we got to keep up with it, we send that information along the way. But, you know, getting that roadmap and getting our brochure and our newsletter, 508-751-5010, is all part of, you know, keeping your plan up to date. Just by listening or by reading these materials is what you should be doing. You may not have to necessarily take action on the information, but you should be informed. And again, part of estate planning is just being informed and saying to yourself, you know what? I think I'm okay there because I know what was done and my advisor talked to me about it and what Brendan's talking about is something my advisor has already not talked to me about. But if you're hearing things for the first time and maybe you haven't had your advisor or sat down with him in the past couple of years or her, you should do so. If I'm saying something that may cause you concern, go back, ask those questions. You know, questions, you know, we sit down with clients at no charge. Sit down with them, look at their old documents, no charge, give them a free consultation and just say, hey, listen, this is where you should go. Then at that point, if they want to go ahead, we can kind of talk about fees. But you know, we're big believers in getting that information out there. And if you can't get the information, then the client can't make the decision on whether to go forward. You got to educate, then we can move forward. And again, I get long-winded there, and every once in a while, you know, I have a cousin who calls me the preacher, and you know,
it's great radio. You're perfect for radio, Brendan.
I do get long-winded. So feel free to pull out that vaudeville cane. But for the most part, I mean, it's really because I believe this, and I believe that once a client or an individual has the information, they will make the right decision, and it's our job to make sure that they are understanding it. And that gets back to having the right media to do it, whether it's articles in the magazines, the radio, or brochures that you can call our office at 508-751-5010-4, and our newsletter that will keep you up to date.
Yeah, this is good. The questions that people ask all the time, I'm sure that you get grilled with all the time, are in this brochure.
Right.
Things like, having special needs, disabled children or grandchildren, how does that factor into the planning? Avoiding probate, that's huge. We did an entire show
that
one day.
That's right, and these are all things you can find in there. Things like lawsuit concerns, protecting your assets, all topics of interest that, whether it happens to a client or not, there's, I think, in our situation where clients are becoming more educated and wanting to become more educated as our society gets a little bit more complicated, they're aware that they need to do things before they happen. Mm. And I think that's the big thing. But part of knowing that is just being informed that this is an issue so that, you don't have to go through the nursing home event before you realize that you should have done something. We've evolved quite a bit from learned response of how do I get the bananas down from the tree? I think, we're a little bit more savvy than that. And it's all about having, trigger issues that in the back of your mind, like that's something that King guy was talking about. And I know that there's a problem here. We got to go deal with this. And again, the sooner you do something, the more options we have.
All right. And I like that King guy.
Yeah,
that King guy that lives out in Princeton.
That's right.
That gave
that's
away
right.
those ski passes
well,
that day.
Wachusett. Yeah, the four-pack. It's a good thing they weren't saying six-pack. I think that's what they probably for marketing.
That would really have the phones ringing off.
I'm telling you, all the lines would be jumping. And, hey, giving away a six-pack of Wachusett, because you've got the ale out there.
Or a six-pack, and a four-pack.
Yeah.
So once again, it's Brendan King. He is with Estate Preservation Law Offices, 508-751-5101. That's 508-751-5001.
Thank you. 5010.
EstatePreservationLaw.com. Thank you so much, and we'll see you back here next
Thanks,
Wednesday.
Thanks, Jim. See you, Tim. Take care.
Have a great show. You're listening into the Money Matters Radio Network.
This is the Money Matters Radio Network, WBNW 1120 AM Concord, Boston, WPLM 1390 AM Plymouth, and WESO 970 AM Southbridge. It's Money Matters at 9 and Stu Taylor at 11. The Money Matters Radio Network.